Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. Today is a... I guess I'm not going to say a big day for the Sixers, but you know, it's what, 9 games left in the season. The Sixers play the improved Brooklyn Nets. You know, Brooklyn at 16-57. The Nets still have the worst record in the league at 27-46. The Sixers have the 5th worst record in the league. You know, for the Sixers, it's a weird thing. I mean, it's one of these situations, should they win or should they lose? You know, talking about moving forward, you know, it's like with the 5th worst record, you know, they can, let's just say if the season ended today and they were right where they are, you know, they can finish no worse than 8th in a draft lottery. Finishing 8th in a draft lottery, you know, you'll probably still get a solid player, but you know, you want to like at least get to that third spot. You know, if you could get that third worst record, and then you know, it will make your chances better, because you know, right then and there, you know, you'll say, you know, you can finish 6th. You know, if you were number 2, you can finish 5. You know, so it's one of these things where, you know, at this particular time, it's great for the morale of the Sixers to win games. I mean, it really is. It's great for the morale. But then at the same time, it's like you want, if you're a Sixers fan, and if you're a front office type, you know, you assume that you will want to lose, because you really want to, you know, better, you have, make sure you have better chances to get a top pick. You know, if that makes sense to you. But tonight, it's one of those games. I mean, the Sixers, they defeated the Brooklyn Nets twice already. You know, the Nets are playing a whole lot better. You know, the Thiago Splitter rejoined the team. There's possibly a chance that, you know, he'll be playing within, you know, the coming days, if not tonight. This is just a game. Well, and also, you know, the Sixers are probably going to rest some people tonight, if not tomorrow night, you know, just because they're playing back-to-backs, you know, with Gerald Henderson. So it's one of these things where, you know, do you really want to win this game, or do you really want to lose? Because, you know, Brooklyn's going to come to play. I mean, you know, even though they have the worst record, I mean, they have a worst-case scenario. Like, it doesn't benefit them to tank. I mean, it just doesn't. They're not going to get their draft pick. So, basically, you're just giving the pick to the Boston Celtics, who own the rights to that, who have the right to, you know, to switch with the with Brooklyn. So, you know, you're factoring that in. But then, you know, you look at Brooklyn. You know, right now they have this guy, Caris LeVert, who's a 2-guard, basically. And they moved him to the forward spot. I mean, you know, he started in each of the last 16 games he's, you know, appeared in, you know, after drawing just 1 start in the first 32, you know, appearances. You know, in his last 9 games, he's averaging 9.7 points on 51.7%. He's shooting 41.7 on threes. Man, he's 81% from the foul line. You know, he's averaging 4.2 rebounds, 1.8 assists in 29 minutes. And then a local guy from the Philadelphia area, and Rondé Hollis Jefferson, you know, he's a small forward, you know, kind of like a wing type. You know, he can play the 2-guard, small forward. You know, he's another 6'7" kid. You know, they got him playing like a power forward position for this team. And in his last three games, he's averaged 11.7 points, 12 rebounds, 1.7 assists in 20 minutes. And he's totaled 10 or more rebounds twice. You know, his last game against the Hawks 2 days ago, he had 11 points, 13 rebounds, one assist. Now, we're talking about a guy who's a small forward, a guard. You know, a guard, small forward doing that. So, you know, and then they have a guy, Randy Foy. You guys know him from Villanova. He's an 11th year guy. He's been starting at the two guard for the team. You know, Jeremy Lin is back to being healthy. You know, so, you know, you're looking at the Brooklyn Nets. You know, it's a team that's won, you know, three of their last four games. I mean, this team was a team that was a joke of the league, but right now they won three of their last four games, and they defeated some, you know, quality opponents. I mean, when you factor it in, like, they beat the Detroit, a team that's trying to make it to the playoffs, right? You know, they smashed Phoenix. I mean, they just crushed the Suns. You know, the Suns have the third worst record in the league. They beat them 126-98, so that wasn't a quality opponent. You know, they lost to Washington at Washington, and then they dominated, you know, the Atlanta Hawks, you know, 107-92. You know, so this team is playing well. So when you get that, you say to the Sixers, like, the Sixers, you know, they you know, I still think the Sixers have a chance of winning this game. But it's one of these things where, you know, when you look at the Sixers right now, and I know a lot of people are getting excited of, yes, the Sixers have the right to swap a pick with the Sacramento Kings. You know, I don't really get too much into that. I mean, now, it would mean to me personally, it will mean a lot more if, let's say, the Sixers had the 10th worst record and Sacramento Kings were like number five or number four, and then you would say to yourself, like, hey, that's great. But, you know, right now, you know, we just have to wait until the lottery comes, because, you know, right now you're looking at where the Sixers are. The Sixers are fifth. You know, Sacramento is eighth. You know, so, you know, yeah, they're eighth. They're three slots back. So now, if one of them is four, the other one is five, you know, you hope and pray that that team gets, like, you know, a top pick. You know, I mean, again, it's something good to have, but I think that a lot of times you want the Sixers to basically, how should I say it, to basically, you know, be in charge of their own destiny, so to speak. Don't worry about another team, because, you know, if they continue to keep winning, I mean, they're only a half a game on ahead of the New York Knicks in regards to lottery standings, you know what I mean, or percentage, you know, for the lottery. Like, the Knicks, the Sixers are 27-46, and then you have the Knicks at 28-46. You know, so that's kind of close. And then the Minnesota Timberwolves are lurking. Then you have the Kings, you know, the Pelicans, the Dallas Mavericks are behind them. So the Sixers just have to get some ground. They really do. But at the same time, you know, it's like they want to see what these guys are going to do. You know, they want, you know, if it's a close game and, you know, if it's close and they're like in it with Brooklyn, or if they're going to be in it with the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow night, you know, you're going to have to expect the Sixers to try to win. I mean, Brett Brown is going to do whatever he can. He's going to draw up the plays. The guys are going to execute, because the stuff that we're talking about, a lot of them don't care. Because the problem is, you know, players don't really try to tank. They don't, because they realize that, hey, if I'm a marginal NBA player and you're sitting out here and you're asking me to tank, you're basically asking me to lose games so you can bring in someone next year to replace me. So they're not going to do that. They're not. So they're going to continue to play hard, and they're going to continue to try to win games. And, you know, I'm not mad at them for doing that. But what I'm saying is, it's just, you know, slippery, because as much as we talk about, you know, Lorenzo Ball and other guys, you know, you really want to, like, finish the season no higher or no higher than, or excuse me, no lower than the fourth worst record in order for you to try to ensure that you'll get a solid top seven pick. I think top eight, I mean, you know what? I know everybody talks about this draft class being deep, but I think once you do that, you know, top eight, top nine, I think you're getting a slippery slope. I mean, the Sixers really want to be a top three team, but I with nine games left, where are they? They're like 5.5 behind Phoenix. I don't see it happening. I just don't see it happening. Hey, I want to thank you guys for listening in. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. And if you get a chance, you know, make sure you watch today's game. And if you really have a chance, you need to go to Wednesday's game. It's going to be the Sixers' first home game in a while. And, you know, do like I do. Go to SeatGeek and get that ticket and have a great time.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.